Today marks the start of Genocide Awareness Week. And to commemorate the solemn experience, Scottsdale Community College is hosting a series of lectures and exhibits by distinguished scholars, politicians, activists, artists, and survivors of genocide themselves from all over the world. I recently attended an event that brought together some of Arizona's few remaining World War II Holocaust survivors and discovered the very definition of survivor is changing. It's called Cafe Europa. It's a monthly gathering and celebration for some very special people who've been through some very difficult times.
Our survivors range in age from early 80s to 105.
That's Cheryl Bronkesh, president of the Phoenix Holocaust Association. She estimates there are only about 50 of them left in the valley. But she's looking for more, even as their population grows increasingly sparse.
If there are any people out there who left any of the Nazi-occupied territories after 1933 and left because of persecution, those are Holocaust survivors. One does not have had to have been in a concentration camp.
Betty Newton fits that description. She was born in France in 1935. 5 years later, the Nazis invaded.
I didn't go to camp. Thanks to my parents, they were hiding. And they were hiding other Jewish people in little tiny villages where they didn't tell anybody that we were Jews.
In fact, as a child, she says she did not even know she was Jewish.
My father told me that I used to pray at night that God will kill all the Jews. And I said, why? Because they killed Jesus. And I did not know until I was 12 years old.
And when she finally did find out.
And all your life you think you're a cowboy and all of a sudden somebody tells you you're an Indian. And all of a sudden, you're on the losing side.
Also among the childhood survivors in the room is Ike Figus, who actually did spend some time in a concentration camp.
In 1941, the Germans came, took us in a cattle car to Auschwitz.
Ike lost much of his family there, and to this day, speaking about what happened is difficult.
The only thing you will consider about is you, yourself, try to survive, and that's what I did. Important? Yes. You want to talk about it? No.
Marian Weinzweig was born into the Second World War as a native of Poland.
Well, actually, my very first memories was, and I still have nightmares about it, was just running, tripping over bodies and blood all over and screaming.
Why is she talking about it now?
I needed to give myself a present. And, you know, get a childhood back. I never admitted to being a survivor. It was late in life, after I was in my 60s, that I sort of came to the realization that I better own up because a lot of the survivors are dying.
Vera Greenwood was born in Berlin in 1928.
I was exactly like every German. My family has lived in Germany for almost 1,000 years.
But changes came quickly after Adolf Hitler took power in 1933.
Things started right away. You know, he immediately made a law that Jews couldn't work for Christian and the other way around. My nanny was not Jewish, so we had to let her go. My father lost his job.
After Nazi soldiers roughed up her father in his home, he made the wrenching decision to leave the country his family had called home for a millennia.
Almost the whole family came to say goodbye to us. And about half of them said, I wish I could go with you. But the other half said, oh, you're making a big mistake. You'll see.
And the elder statesman in the room is Henry Sontag. Born
March 25th, 1914.
Henry, who just celebrated his 105th birthday, experienced an even older generation of anti-Semitism from a political group called the Cossacks in Galicia, now part of Ukraine.
The Cossacks came every day for the only purpose to kill Jews.
More than a century later, he sees similar signs.
Anti-Semitism is rising by greed and jealousy, because I cannot find any other reason.
Though not always easy to discuss, Sontag still tells his story of survival so that future generations
never forget. We try to educate the people and to pass our odysseys so it should never happen again.
And you can look for this story on our website, as well as a link to genocide awareness events this week at Scottsdale Community College. That's at kjzz.org.